This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, U.S. House reduces administration request for CMRR by $100 million. The U.S. House Appropriations Committee reduced the amount of funding for early construction activities at the proposed Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project nuclear facility by $100 million. The committee report stated that the current price for the proposed nuclear facility is estimated to be between $3.7 and $5.8 billion. The president had requested $300 million for design and early construction activities for the fiscal year 2012, which begins October 1, 2011. The request was part of the Obama plan to modernize the infrastructure of the nuclear security enterprise. The committee stated that it, quote, fully supports the administration's plans to modernize the infrastructure, but intends to closely review the funding request for new investments to ensure those plans adhere to good project management practices. The latest funding profile provided to the committee indicates that over half the funding requested for the nuclear facility would be used to start early construction activities. The recommendation will support the full request for design activities, but does not provide the additional funding to support early construction. The DOE is not prepared to award that project milestone since it must first resolve major seismic issues with its design, complete its work to revalidate which capabilities are needed, and make a decision on its contracting and acquisition strategies, end quote. The $100 million reduction was part of an approximately $500 million reduction in the president's request of $7.6 billion for nuclear weapons activities. The House committee also recommended cutting the cleanup budget for LANL by $175 million, almost half of the request. The entire House should vote on the committee bill during the week of July 4th. The Senate Appropriations Committee may consider its version of the bill later this summer. DOE released a draft supplemental environmental impact statement for the proposed nuclear facility that is available for public comment. One major area of concern also raised by the House is the seismic activity in the region of the Valle Caldera. The last surface rupturing earthquake on the Pajarito Fault occurred 1,400 years ago, or around 600 AD. Seismic experts and LANL scientists agree that more field studies are needed to understand the seismic hazard, specifically at the location for the proposed nuclear facility. Comments are due June 28. Scott Kovac of Nuclear Watch New Mexico said, quote, requesting to cut the CMRR construction is a great step, but the environmental impact statement process must also be put on hold until the seismic issues are thoroughly understood. What must not be put on hold is LANL cleanup. Northern New Mexico is still waiting for the lab to step up for cleanup, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.